Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
Why? What possible contribution has Brian Sewell made to mankind?
He created S-Plan. He's democratized our living rooms, made stylish sofas available to all.
He's got a knighthood for a load of modernist tat. God, I don't know. I thought it was bad in my universe. We'd dish out honours to any old rubbish, but here it's even worse.
Look at this lot.
Chairman of the Rubber Advisory Council, peerage. Chief Executive of the Seed Potato Consultative Board, knighthood. The entire committee for large dams, BSEs. What's a BSE?
One down from a knighthood. But look, you ought to see someone about your face. It's getting more pustular by the minute.
Look, there's nothing anyone can do. It's an allergic reaction to life. Sir Brian Sewell. I'm just glad Leslie gets to keep our S-Plan.
And just about everything else.
I get the other Robin's Janis Joplin CDs. Why couldn't he be into late Mozart? Mozart was still trying new things in his 50s. Well, your Mozart was.
Janis never really lived up to her early promise. People like her should die young.
Funny you should say that.
Jimi Hendrix refuses to play her late stuff on his drive time show.
Sir Jimi Hendrix.
So, you'd turn down a gong if you were offered?
Of course I would. You think I want BSE after my name?
But a gong gets you the best seats in restaurants. You also get to meet King John.
I'm a Republican.
Well, the honour system isn't going to be phased out now. Not with Tony Blair and the Tories winning the election.
We had 18 years of the Tories in my universe. Now I fetch up here just in time for another 18 years. My cup runneth over.
Well, we'll be okay. We live in socialist Surrey. The personal fiefdom of Red Ken Clark and his low fares policy.
Well, I'm off. Don't want to be late to be divorced from the woman I was never married to in the first place.
Hold up, I'll come with you.
What, to my divorce hearing?
No, I've got a funeral.
Anyone I know?
It's not even anyone I know.
Well, that went well, I thought. You get everything I've never worked for.
Don't be bitter, Robin.
Strictly speaking, the other Robin's got everything I worked for, back in my universe.
I'll never again be dependent on another man for as long as I live. It's humiliating to have to take your money.
No, force yourself.
Leslie will need every penny, with Blair and the Tories threatening to crack down on single mothers.
Maybe you'd like to help out in that department, Murdo. You appear to be living rent-free in my house.
Anyway, any money left over from the settlement won't be going on luxuries. I'll need it for the shelter. Oh,
what shelter's that? The bus shelter I'll be living in?
Leslie's starting a refuge for abused women. She believes, and I agree with her, there are many more women like her.
I didn't lay a finger on her. That was the other Robin. There was a distortion in the time-space continuum, and we returned briefly to our respective universes.
That old time-space continuum just keeps dropping you in it.
I understand, Robin. You're unable to confront your past misdeeds, so you neutralize them by ascribing them to this other Robin.
Be very careful, Murdo. He's been back once, and he might be back again. I'd get back to your puffin sanctuary sharpish if I were you. If he catches you eating his porridge...
Do your worst, Robin. I shan't defend myself. I believe in a non-violent alternative, you see.
Oh, don't waste your breath on him, Murdo. He's not worth it.
No, Leslie, it's understandable. He needs to lash out. The way your solicitor tore into him like that.
I hadn't the vaguest idea what he was wittering on about. All that Cockney rhyming slang. What was all that stuff about me betraying my carving knife by hanging out paraffin lamps?
Carving knife, wife. And it's hanging out with paraffin lamps. Paraffin lamps, tramps, ladies of the night.
It's incredible that the magistrate, sorry, garden gate, tolerated such behaviour. Wouldn't have been allowed in my universe.
You were just pretending you couldn't understand him. Just because you didn't exactly emerge a hero in there.
Yeah, well, I can't stand heroes. The way they're always leaping from burning buildings, clutching a baby under one arm and a cat under the other. Why can't they just read a good book like normal people?
Oh, come on, Murdo, let's go. And I'd see someone about your face if I were you. It's revolting.
Divorced from the woman I was never married to in the first place. Official. How can you go from being single to married to divorced without lifting a finger? Looks like it's my destiny to be forever alone. Forever on the outside looking in this universe as well as mine. Oh, what can be more poignant than looking in people's windows? Seeing people gathered round the cosy fire together, families enjoying one another's company, bathing in the warm glow of each other's naked hatred, wishing each other was dead, wondering when each other will be dead. Oh, well, back to my sad person's basement flat with my sad person's meal for one.
God, that was a red light!
Ah, difficult one. Do I risk adding permanent first-degree burns to my unsightly, but I hope temporary, skin condition?
Look, can I go now? I've made a statement to the police.
Excuse me. I'm afraid you can't use a mobile phone here, Dame Jane. It interferes with the hospital equipment.
That doesn't apply to me. I'm Dame Jane Hyde.
Dame Jane Hyde, creator of Inspector Randall.
Speak up over there. I can't abide mumblers.
This is Mr. Lightfoot. He dragged you to safety when your car went up in flames.
Him? Blotchy face. Hope I didn't catch anything off him.
Oh, well, there's gratitude. Maybe next time you'll have the good fortune to be saved by someone with a peerless complexion.
You didn't save me. You merely assisted me from my car.
Assisted you? I almost slipped a disc pulling your great carcass to safety.
So, you've got Shagger's back as well as leprosy.
You malevolent old toad. You almost killed me at the pedestrian crossing, and then I put my life at risk saving your life.
She needs rest, Mr. Lightfoot.
Malevolent old toad, is it? You think you're safe because I'm lying here flat on my back. Well, be warned, blotchy face. As a crime writer of repute, I know 36 ways of killing a man without leaving a trace of forensic evidence.
Of repute? Your books are tortured contortions of artifice, deranged, self-adulatory, marsupial droppings, no-brain contrivances for a no-brain audience, undemanding confections for the moron market.
You play a dangerous game.
The only thing to be said for reggae-loving, kite-flying, dope-smoking Inspector Randall is that he makes cardboard seem interesting.
So far, I've indulged you. Be very careful. I might have to break you.
Break me? You're a disagreeable old ratbag, and I'm just sorry I didn't leave you to fry.
Disagreeable old ratbag, is it? You think I, the country's leading crime writer, can't at some later date track your slithery reptilian spores to your lair and break you?
Well, if you get into difficulties, you can put that boring Ponce Randall on the case.
Boring Ponce Randall, is it?
Oh, why don't you kill him off? He can garrote himself with that kite of his and do us all a favour.
You, boy, doctor, whoever you are, I'm tired of parrying with this pustular agitator. I want him ejected from the premises.
You better go.
Oh, I'm being ordered to leave now. Am I the person who came to her aid? Well, maybe she'd like me to publicly acknowledge my debt to her for being allowed to save her.
You did not save me. You merely assisted me from my car.
Dame Jane, I'd just like to say, I thought gardenias are the cruelest flowers was the best.
Put a cork in it. Can't abide crawlers.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, the host of the Transport Quiz. And even before the Chattanooga Choo Choo has been shunted back into its siding, I'll be off home to warm up the Steam TV for Channel 6's Inspector Randall Knight.
I don't do interviews. As someone who's self-employed, I don't even do job interviews.
There's even a picture of you in the local paper.
What? How did they get hold of a photo of me? Ah, oh, the police photographer at the accident scene.
Flashlight photography is never flattering. You're looking very pustular. Listen to this. Queen of crime, Dame Jane Hyde, was snatched from the jaws of death last night by recluse superhero Robin Lightfoot as a vintage Skoda Royce became an inferno on wheels.
How dare they call me a hero?
A superhero? A recluse superhero?
Why do I get branded a recluse just because I refuse to talk to the press?
By behaving like a recluse superhero, all you're doing is stoking the myth of a recluse superhero. The media will keep hounding you till you give them what they want.
I rescued her by accident. I wasn't thinking. My heroism is a stain on an otherwise spotless record of selfishness. How can I forgive myself for risking my life to save hers? I'll take my guilt to my grave.
What are you talking about? She's a national treasure.
The woman's a monster, Dirk. Last night I stared into the gimlet eye of evil.
I've just finished Gardenias Are the Cruelest Flower. It has to be the best Inspector Randall ever. The entire defence team did it.
One of the few advantages of being marooned in this universe was escaping all the TV detectives in my universe. All those grumpy, opera-loving, jazz-loving, beer-drinking, jag-driving bores. Yeah. But what happens? I arrive here and find the airwaves clogged with reggae-loving, kite-flying, dope-smoking Inspector Randall and his ever-so-slightly dim assistant, Sergeant Whateley. Lightfoot. Don't you read the papers? I'm a recluse superhero. Look up the word recluse. That means I don't engage in idle chit-chat with nincompoops.
Who was that?
I don't know. Someone wanted me to open a hospice or something.
You don't take prisoners.
I just want to be left alone. Is that too much to ask?
I'm off.
Where are you going?
I've got a funeral.
Well, another one? Who is it you don't know this time?
Some of us unwind by being superheroes. Oh. And some of us unwind by going to funerals.
Well, how can you unwind at a funeral?
By pretending it's me.
Pretending who's you?
The bloke whose funeral it is. Try not to save too many lives while I'm out.
Crikey. Yes. Oh, really? Of course you're from Channel 6. And I'm from a parallel universe.
And March 2 has been reduced in hour 7. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for shopping at Ross.
Do I go for firm hold or extra hold? Well, what's the difference between firm and extra? Is firm firmer than extra? Play safe and go for extra firm, I think. No, I'll go for firm. Or maybe extra. Oh, I'm so depressed, I can't even make a decision about hairspray.
It's him, the bloke who rescued Dame Jane Hyde. I recognised him from his eczema.
What's he buying? Face ointment?
No, hairspray.
Hairspray? Why would a recluse superhero who drags the Queen of Crime from her burning inferno on wheels buy hairspray?
Please go away.
I don't know what I'd have done if there weren't any more Inspector Randall books coming out. I'd probably have to go back on my medication.
Bugger off and leave me alone.
Who is
the recluse superhero who pulled Dame Jane Hyde from her inferno and wheels.
Will you autograph my soap powder?
No. I'm a very private person. I'm temperamentally incapable of dealing with unwelcome attention from sad people unable to cope with real life. Despite being one myself.
I'm Ray Fiennes, presenter of Vets and Their Pets. Just because I'm TV's sexiest vet, that doesn't mean I don't like a good whodunit. That's why I'll be vetting Channel 6's Inspector Randall Knight.
You know, as much as Tony Blair's stance on single mothers is to be regretted, at least they might do something about legalising GM crops and organophosphates. What better way to relax than the Hendricks Drive Time Show after a half day's decorating down at the refuge?
You know, I'm not sure I like the puffin wallpaper in the reception area. It might be okay in the bedroom of an 8-year-old, but in a refuge for abused women...
Come here, my little okay.
Not now, Murdo. Max and Ned will be home soon.
We've plenty of time.
I just had to get off the street. The fans of Dame Jane Hyde are sad, mad and dangerous to know.
You can't just waltz in here as if you still own the place.
I'm not cut out to be a superhero. I can't cope with all this love.
I'll have those keys.
Still here, Murdo. Won't your puffins be pining for you?
Keys.
Okay, I was going to give them back. Oh, I didn't realise being a public figure was so exhausting. Channel 6 wants me to take part in their Inspector Randall night. They think nobody's ever thought of a themed night before. In my universe, we can't move for them. BBC Two or Channel 4 have one almost every, well, night.
It's a hard life being a recluse superhero.
You saw the local paper too, did you?
You've made it to the Nationals. You're not just in The Guardian, you're in all the tabloids. If I read just one more reference to the recluse superhero who snatched the Queen of Crime from her burning inferno on wheels...
Why did I do it? Why didn't I just pass by on the other side of the road?
I've been getting dirty looks all day. In the eyes of people round here, I'm the heartless bitch who booted out a superhero.
That Hyde woman's a monster. She says she's going to track me down and break me.
For saving her life.
No, because I called her books deranged marsupial droppings.
Only you could alienate someone whose life you've saved.
I'm rather partial to the odd Inspector Randall. Gardenias are the cruelest flower. Has to be my favourite.
Yeah, and people keep leaving gardenias outside my flat. They clearly have deep significance to Inspector Randall fans.
The chapter in which Randall discusses with Whateley the relative merits of Panama Red and Congo Black. Then, just when you think he's going to opt for one or the other, he goes out and buys a cheap Acapulco gold from Boots. Oh,
yes.
Masterly.
All right, Murdo, we've got the gist.
When GMOs and organophosphates have been legalised, I'm turning my attention to alcohol. How dare the government close what few wine bars we've got? They can only open 2 hours a day as it is. What does the government mean? Alcohol is a Class A drug. Aren't drugs drugs too? Why Acapulco gold and not a bottle of Beaujolais?
You ought to get Hendricks to open your refuge. Didn't he do alcohol in his rebellious pre-drive time youth?
That's a great idea.
Oh, I wasn't serious, dimwit.
No, it's just what we need. A celebrity to open the place. Think of the publicity we'll get. You see, we've only had one inquiry so far, and she turned out to be a rich widow.
Don't tell him that. He'll only gloat.
Oh, yes, I can see how rich widows might be at risk from domestic violence.
A big splashy launch, balloons, bunting, celebrity... Oh, there'll be no looking back.
Publicity, you're welcome to it. You don't know what it's like having the paparazzi going through your dustbins at 2 a.m.
You do, I suppose.
No, but it's only a matter of time. I can't cope with being centre stage. I crave invisibility.
So your overbearing, self-opinionated persona is your way of saying to the world, I want to be invisible.
Absolutely. It's all a front. Deep down, I'm really very shy.
Invisibility might be a tall order until you see a dermatologist.
Robin, could you mention our campaign for GM crops to the folk at Channel 6, only we've never really...
Murder.
Ah, that's another byproduct of fame, you see. Soon I won't know if people want me for me or because I'm famous. Might as well take my Janis Joplin's while I'm here.
I'm Sir Brian Blessed, playing Phil in The Archers for the last 35 years has kept me pretty busy, but never so busy not to read the new Inspector Randall. That's why I'll be watching Channel 6's Inspector Randall Night.
Yep, it came this morning, along with yet more gardenias from Inspector Randall fans. For me, gardenias really are the cruelest flower.
You've been nominated for a BSE.
Apparently Tony Blair's a fan too.
A grateful country wants to say thank you for saving the life of a national treasure. Pity you're going to have to turn it down.
Turn it down? Who said I was going to turn it down?
Well, you did. You said you didn't want BSE after your name.
Yeah, but BSE doesn't stand for bovine spongiform encephalopathy in this universe.
Well, so what's happened to your Republican principles, then?
I'm still a Republican, but it might be construed as homophobic to snub the first ever openly gay king.
You're going to accept a BSE because you're frightened of offending Queen Adrian?
That's precisely what I mean, you see, Dirk. That remark was homophobic.
Well, I suppose you'll just have to force yourself to get used to being given the best seats in restaurants.
You realise what that hired woman's doing, don't you? She's forced a shy, retiring individual, me, into doing something even more attention-seeking before I die. If I don't, I'll go to my grave known only for saving her miserable life.
And saving Dame Jane Hyde's life would be enough for me. I'd happily go to my grave having done that.
Maybe we should talk about you and your grave.
As a kid, I used to fantasise about saving the life of someone famous. A famous woman, of course.
And now you fantasise about your own death.
It's called growing up.
Dirk, it's called a death wish, and I think you should get help.
Okay, then. Hendrix is out. What about off the top of my head, shoot me down in flames? What about Ray Fiennes? Sorry, Sir Rafe.
The TV vet.
What about Brian Sewell, then? Beg his pardon, Sir Brian. We'll probably get the refuge furnished for free.
A woman's refuge with puffin wallpaper and S-plan furniture?
Quentin Wilson. He's got time on his hands since being sacked from Blue Peter.
Meadow, you really think a presenter sacked for doing tasteless impressions of Dr. Stephen Hawking is right for a woman's refuge?
I know. Sir Brian Blessed. He hasn't been sacked from the Archers.
So?
The Archers has tackled domestic violence in a realistic and uncompromising manner down the years. Who can forget Phil, staggering home drunk and giving Jill a good kicking?
I'd rather have a character from the Archers who hasn't given Jill a good kicking.
There's Robin, of course.
My Robin?
Well, it seems to be man of the moment.
Let's see if I've got this right. Having just ruled out a fictional perpetrator of domestic violence to open a woman's refuge, you're now proposing an actual perpetrator of domestic violence?
He did inspire the refuge.
Yes, in the sense that Hitler inspired World War II. You haven't quite got a handle on this feminist thing, have you?
What about Ken Follett, then? You can't get more feminist than the author of The Female Eunuch.
I'd rather have a woman, OK? Someone like... Someone like Dame Jane Hyde.
I've heard domestic violence is very close to her heart. She'd regularly give her husband a good kicking by all accounts.
That's good enough for me.
She won't do it.
Oh, I think she will. Once she knows the bloke who saved her life is my ex.
What are you up to, my little oak cake?
We'll invite Robin to the opening, too. Churlish not to. It was his idea to get a celeb along to open it.
I'm Quentin Wilson, and because until recently I was a presenter of Blue Peter, that doesn't mean I don't like a good whodunit. That's why I'll be watching Channel 6's Inspector Randall Night. I'm Dr. Stephen Hawking, and I'll be watching Inspector Randall Night too.
Oh, sorry, you can cut that bit out there.
Where's my pulse? I've got no pulse. I must be dead. Oh, no, relax, relax. Oh, the Hendrix drive time show saps your will to live. Take a beta blocker and have an early night. Yes?
It's me.
Look, I can't find my pulse. I must have died.
Oh, surely not before you've explored a few more universes. Do you want to come to the grand opening of the refuge?
What's the catch?
There's no catch. Do you want to come?
Why?
Do you want to come?
I don't know. Murdo will be there.
Maybe not. We haven't been getting on too well lately. Besides, he'll have to get back to his puffins soon.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll come. Yeah, well, it would be churlish not to. Oh, false alarm. Found it.
Found what?
My pulse. It was there all the time.
Saturday at 2.
And I do believe my face is clearing up. Yes. Yes, a definite improvement. Hello?
It's Dirk. I need you to come to the police station and bail me out.
What's happened?
I went to a funeral.
You don't get arrested for going to a funeral.
You do if you try and get in the coffin.
Did I tell you I'm going to get a BSE?
Only 14 times.
I felt it would have been churlish to turn it down.
Of course.
Leslie, look, I know I haven't done the I hope we can still be friends speech, because, frankly, you're not the sort of person I'd be friends with unless we were married.
Thanks.
But I hope we can still be civilised and treat one another with respect, or at least icy hostility, especially with the baby on the way. Our baby. And while we're on that subject, rest assured I'll not shirk my obligations.
Respect. Now, remind me, does that come with or without a good kicking? Murdo! Over here!
Murdo? I thought he said he was going back to his puffin sanctuary.
He was able to stay on a bit longer.
Oh, no, wait a minute, that's...
This way, then, Jane.
Well, well. Blotchy face.
I'd introduce you, but you've already met.
The disagreeable old ratbag has tracked your slithery reptilian spores without any help from that boring homily-spouting Ponce Randall, too.
And there was me thinking celebrity stalkers were people who stalk celebrities. In your case, they're celebrities who stalk innocent members of the public.
I said I know 36 ways of killing a man without leaving a trace of forensic evidence. Make that 37. I've invented a method especially for you, as you're about to find out.
Dame Jane, I'd just like to say, I thought gardenias of the cruelest flowers was simply the best...
Put a cork in it, Jock. I can't abide crawlers.
Dope, Dame Jane. It's only cheap Acapulco gold, I'm afraid.
When life has given one so much, it's important to be able to put something back. That's why, despite being a busy crime novelist, I'm here today to put something back. Women are very close to my heart. Which is why all those years ago I patented an easy-to-use tampon for lady mountaineers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those wild-eyed feminists. I don't hold with them. I like men to be men and women to be women. But I do believe that early in any relationship between a man and a woman, the man needs to be broken. This is a valuable lesson I imbibed with my mother's milk. My mother was a formidable woman. Asked the commandant of the POW camp she was interned in during the war. She was forced to break him, too. Always remember, darling, she'd say, break him first, love can come later. Accordingly, I set about breaking my own dear husband. I won't expound on the method I used. Suffice it to say, I'd wait for him to go to sleep, then take the appropriate action. Well, of course, I felt guilty, causing him to wake suddenly and in great pain. But gradually, all the fight left him, and after that, we had a blissful marriage. The alternative doesn't bear thinking about. If I hadn't, as it were, nipped him in the bud. What I say is, we wouldn't need places like this if more women took my own dear mother's advice. Now, before I declare this shelter open, I've an announcement to make. The announcement concerns one Robin Lightfoot, the man credited erroneously by the press for pulling me from my car when, in reality, he merely assisted me. It's with great sadness that I learn that he is the inspiration behind this refuge. Mrs. Lightfoot got the idea for it after domestic violence was perpetrated on her by, yes,
Mr. Lightfoot.
Oh, no, that wasn't me, you malevolent old toad. That was the other Robin. There was distortion in the time-space continuum and we returned briefly to our respective universes.
Really? Well, I'm sure ladies and gentlemen of the press here will draw their own conclusions about your time-space distortion.
Oh, it's true. He buggered off back to my universe, leaving me to carry the can.
So how do we tell you both apart? For future reference, I mean. Has he got leprosy and Shagger's back, too?
Then afterwards, just to add insult to injury, she announced how in her next book, Inspector Randall and Sergeant Waitley are pulled from their burning car by one Richard Proudfoot. Richard Proudfoot eventually turns out to be a serial killer.
Oh, thanks. Now you told me the ending. Oh,
one day I'm getting bouquets of gardenias and being sought after by Channel 6. The next I'm getting hate mail. This must be what it feels like to be Danny Baker.
Does this mean you won't be getting your BSE?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, you don't exactly sound crestfallen by your reversal of fortune.
No, I'm not. I'm happier than I've been for weeks. Hate I can handle, you see, Dirk. It's love I have problems with. I'm just not designed for it, any more than a tank is designed to mow your lawn.
Well, no, you need a lawnmower for that.
You're not a fully rounded individual until you've hated and been hated by another human being. And to be hated by the entire nation, well, something I've only ever dreamt of until now.
You get all the luck.
Oh, speaking of which, I had this wonderful dream last night. Dame Jane Hyde was teetering on the edge of this lift shaft, and just in the nick of time, I reached out and gave her a good hard shove.
I'll tell you this, mate. The way she's treated you, I'll never get in a coffin with her. Ever.
After your humiliating day in court, you won't be getting into anyone's coffin. The injunction's put paid to that. You're banned from every church in a 20-mile radius.
But not from crematoria, or my own coffin.
Be a bit difficult to ban anyone from never using a coffin.
Maybe you've had a better solicitor, you know. You could see his heart wasn't in the Cockney rhyming slang.
Well, perhaps you got him on a bad day.
Never mind. I'm off down to my local branch of Sewell later. I'm going to cheer myself up by buying a new S-Plan sofa. The Spring Range is in.
Right. Come on, let's buy some Acapulco gold and get stoned.
There might be someone in boots who hates you enough to pick a fight with you.
Never know your luck.
Are you looking at a man that's getting kind of mad? I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
In Marriage by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost, Dirk, Stephanie Cole was Dame Jane Hyde, and Lewis MacLeod was Murdo. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Claire Jones.
I'm Sir Alan Bennett, author of House of Bondage. And just because I'm known for my steamy bunk busters, it doesn't mean I don't like a good whodunit. That's why I'll be chained to the sofa for Channel 6's Inspector Randall Knight.